Yeah, the GOP said we should start targeting drug cartels as terrorists on the border, and the president said, well, we'll just meddle in your election and get Democrats elected. Wow, talk about open meddling by a neighboring country. In a brazen screed, Orbador ripped into Republicans and issued a threat that if they don't stop saying things like that, he will lead an information campaign, information war, to ensure that the party receives not one vote from Hispanics in the future. So Hispanic Americans want open borders and human trafficking. If we don't become a lawless country like Mexico, which we are, this is disgraceful rhetoric from the leader of a deeply corrupt, quasi-failed state that lacks operational control and sovereignty over its own territory. I agree with Town Hall's analysis. The Mexican president threatens Republicans, calling for U.S. military to target drug cartels. No, no. Just let them target your own people and our people. Just let them run around and murder whoever they want. Developing migrant boat, you mean illegal aliens, smuggled humans, many of them human traffic victims. That's the real name, but it's a migrant. The UN plan under the migrant rules of the UN. That's a legal term. Migrant boat crashes off San Diego coast, 8 confirmed drownings. Red Cross provides map to illegals, sharing where to cross the border and providing helpful tips. You know, the oldest intelligence agency on earth is the Red Cross. Yeah, most of it's handing out blankets and hurricanes and coffee and donuts, but its real mission is globalist spies behind enemy lines and working with the UN to open the borders up. There's the map of where to go and who to call, and they give them debit cards, and the State Department does, and Soros pays for it all. Trump killed that program. Biden started it back up, but you can see all the legs in. They're on the southern border, and they know exactly what they are doing. But it's okay when they tell people to come here and a bunch of them die, or die in an 18-wheeler because their families didn't pay more money to the coyotes, the smugglers. It's okay for the left. They think that's okay. Report, Red Cross provides illegals with maps and tips about how to cross the U.S. border. Exclusive, Red Cross packets show migrants where to cross the U.S. border. Will the Biden administration respond to the Mexican president's election interference threat? Over the weekend, Mexico's president vowed to meddle against Republicans, something the Russians never even did, in upcoming U.S. elections, prompted the GOP calls for more aggressive action against drug cartels. Yeah, the GOP said we should start targeting drug cartels as terrorists on the border, and the president said, well, we'll just meddle in your election and get Democrats elected. Wow, talk about open meddling by a neighboring country. In a brazen screed, Orbador ripped into Republicans and issued a threat that if they don't stop saying things like that, he will lead an information campaign, information war, to ensure that the party receives not one vote from Hispanics in the future. So Hispanic Americans want open borders and human trafficking. If we don't become a lawless country like Mexico, which we are, this is disgraceful rhetoric from the leader of a deeply corrupt, quasi-failed state that lacks operational control and sovereignty over its own territory. I agree with Town Hall's analysis. The Mexican president threatens Republicans, calling for U.S. military to target drug cartels. No, no. Just let them target your own people and our people. Just let them run around and murder whoever they want. Meanwhile, Mexico too dangerous for spring break, Texas officials say. Spring breakers need to know, though, that yes, there are many areas of Mexico that aren't safe to go to, but there are many areas of the United States, like Chicago and New York, and hell, Miami, for that matter. Let's not sit there and act like Florida or Houston's a freaking war zone. Don't go anywhere near South Dallas or downtown Dallas. I mean, they won't give you any travel advisories there. Let me just tell you, don't try to go to a museum in Dallas unless you got armed bodyguards. Who the hell would send their people into something like that? Let me tell you, the police, by the way, are very good at covering up crime. Austin, Texas is a war zone. They've cut one third of the police or more. Never really hits the news. It's bad. Carjackings, robberies every couple hours, but almost no news coverage of it. The only fringe benefit is there are almost no police out writing traffic tickets. But, you know, Right as I got older and stopped speeding, I barely even speed anymore unless I'm late. And I still go like 5 miles over, 10 miles over speed limit. Now I'm going with the flow of traffic. Used to, I was always hauling ass. I guess my average speed is probably 100 miles an hour. But now I'm an old man or older, and I don't do that. Now there's no police. I'm just like driving around. I was like, where are the police at? It's a crazy world, folks, but it's not just police that aren't out dealing with reckless drivers. I never recklessly drove, but they're certainly out there. No, it's Biden. And we knew this from the laptop. We knew it from all his connections, but it's as bad as we thought. CCP money flowed to the Biden family, according to bank records, documents obtained by the GOP House show, directly from the Chinese subsidiary organizations run by their government to Biden and his disgusting family. But what is the answer to all of this? Well, Eric Swallowswell, the Chinese communist agent, on record, wants to ban conservative news from the military, starting with Fox News. Yes, that's his answer, is make them watch CNN. Don't even let them have watered down Fox News. What an authoritarian dirtbag. And remember last week I showed you the London Guardian headline where it said there are too many white people in the English Hill Country. We need to get rid of them. They're bad. Remember the headline? It's disgusting to see all these white people in their own country where their ancestors were 10,000 years ago. But don't try to do that in Saudi Arabia or somewhere or wherever else to get your ass killed. Plans to house 400 asylum seekers in one Welsh village of just 1,500 people branded wholly unsuitable. Notice, same program's been done in Europe, same thing here. And these illegals that come in are brainwashed by the left and turned into political armies. And I've got videos of what happens when white people try to go out and get a gallon of milk or whatever. They literally howl and scream and go, he's white, he's white. They stab him, they kill him, they rape the girls. It's so liberal, it's so loving. Because 90% of the asylum seekers in Europe are military-age men, and their boats hit, they just come running off screaming like it's a D-Day invasion, and they just run off howling into the countryside. Isn't that liberal? Isn't that loving? Oh, but the globalist elites, they live in their high-rise apartments protected, thinking they're all safe from the civilization they're preying on and they hate. The average leftist sees somebody that can skin a buck and run a trot line and somebody with a bunch of kids, and they hate white people, the white liberals, and they see all the poor brown people as their minions, and they're just, even though, on average, brown people in the United States, per capita, by population, have more money than whites. Oh, yeah, because you didn't know Asians and Indians in many cities, per capita, have more money than anybody else. But see, the left doesn't see them as an instinctive enemy because they've been playing race politics for hundreds of years in this country, and now that they've got the majority being brown, they can't help but go back to racial politics. But it's pissing them off because second and third generation brown people here, and even first generation, they're from India or other areas, are actually adopting pro-America. They want guns. They want security. They want private property. They want it all. They're like, hey, I want what America was. I came here because I want the security. I want the gun. I want the bank account. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to go worship where I want. I want to be secure. I'll take that. Love's like, oh, no. The white people are bad. You don't want your rights, do you? The Second Amendment's racist. So, you've seen on this show just today bombshell after bombshell after bombshell that will affect the world for the better and that's putting the tyrants on their heels. But we can't do it without your support. I just did 2 hours. I did plug in the first hour. I just did 2 hours and did not do one plug. You tune into all the rest of the talk radio, because I get it. Nobody listens to the ads. They're plugging in the segment, out of the segment. The start of the segment, out of the segment. I can't do that. Our money problems would be over if I just did that. We have sponsors lined up out the ass. But I cannot stand to do it. I just want to sell supplements and books and films at InfoWarsWar.com that empower you, that enrich your mind, that inform you, and that keep us on air. So, less than 1% of listeners actually buy products. Most listeners do share the articles and videos. That's why we're so successful. You're the reason we're successful. Not just the great guests, not just the great analysis. But I can't do it without you. So I need those that have been on the fence for whatever reason to go get the best CBD oil you're going to find out there for the price. It's the highest grade at less than 50% off what anybody else sells it for. To go get our nitric boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood and your whole cardiovascular system. To get our great prebiotics, sold out for over a year. Finally back in stock, 40% off. Or the ultimate bone broth, sold out for over 2 years with supply chain breakdowns. Now, finally back in stock. And the vitamin D3 gummies and the sleep aid knockout. And so many other great products like Down and Out. And the new turmeric toothpaste that is full of vitamins and minerals and tea tree oil and highest quality iodine, not just the turmeric. So good for your gums, so good for your cells, so good to rejuvenate your body. InfoWarsStore.com is the coordinates to get great products. And know at this critical time, you are fighting against the tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are barely in the black. I humbly appreciate your support, and I'm asking those of you that have supported to support again. You're great products at the same time, and I'm asking those of you on the fence to take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a win-win situation. Only way you lose is not taking action. Make a straight donation as well on the site, InfoWarsStore.com.